You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. All the action that transpired on Dalal Street, all the stocks that were in news for good and bad reasons, we will talk about on this little stroll down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
Well, the big headlines that are going to be the salient points we'll be discussing include Sensex ending almost 150 points lower and Nifty below the psychological mark of 11,000. Investors look to cash out of most sectoral indices with major cuts visible among metals, auto and FMCG names. Weakness among mid-caps also weighed on the market. The Nifty mid-cap index ended over 1% lower. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of it all. Intensified selling in the last hour ensured that the market ended the day on a lower note, with the Nifty giving up its 11,000 mark. The Sensex managed to close almost 150 points lower, a huge drop from the record high it achieved on Wednesday morning. Investors looked to cash out of most sectoral indices, like I said, and major cuts were seen in metals, auto and FMCG names that suffered. Weakness among mid-caps also weighed on the market. The Nifty mid-cap index ended over 1% lower. The only sliver of green when it comes to sectoral indices on the Nifty was Nifty IT, which was about 0.09% up. The day began very strongly indeed. It began on a strong note. The Sensex hit a fresh record high of 36,747 in the first hour, while the Nifty also traded well above the 11,050 mark. But at the close of market hours, the 30-share index ended down by 146.52 points or 0.4% at 36,373.44, while the Nifty was down 26 points or 0.24% at 10,982. The market breadth was negative as 878 shares advanced against a decline of 1,689 shares, while 149 shares were unchanged. ONGC, Asian Paints and Indiabulls Housing were the top gainers on both indices, while metal stocks, the hardest hit sector, such as Tata Steel, Vedanta and Hindalco, were the top losers today. All eyes are on the monsoon session, which kicks off from the 18th of July and end on the 10th of August. After washout budget session, the government reached out to the opposition for smooth functioning of both the houses. For the first time in 15 years, a no-confidence motion against the government was moved and accepted in Lok Sabha today. Speaker Sumitra Mahajan said the notice moved by the Congress, Telugu Desam Party and Sharad Pawar's Nationalist Congress Party will be taken up on Friday. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Anand Kumar went on to say, and I quote, "The opposition may have no confidence on PM Modi's government, but I want to make it absolutely clear that the people of the country have full confidence." Just a quick note on the no-confidence motion. More than 50 opposition lawmakers have supported it. Is it going to change anything at all? Well, the no-trust motion does not endanger the BJP-led government. The BJP has 273 members in the Lok Sabha, which is well over the halfway mark, and it also has allies. The motion is therefore parsed as an opportunity for the opposition to make a point ahead of next year's general elections and possibly nudge fence-sitters like Biju Janata Dal to choose a side, finally. Returning to the markets, in the primary market, the fifth initial public offering of FY19, that is TCNS Clothing, is set to open for subscription on Wednesday, that is today, the 18th of July, with a price band of 714 to 716 rupees per share. On the earnings front, 17 companies were scheduled to report their results for June quarter, including big names like Bandhan Bank, HT Media, Mastek, Mindtree, NIIT Technologies, Reliance Communications and Ultratech Cements. Well, we don't have the results of all of those names that I mentioned earlier, but we do have some of them, and those were the stocks in news. Bandhan Bank posted a 47.5% rise in its net profit for the June quarter on the back of higher interest income and stable asset quality. The stock closed 6.7% higher. HPCL, BPCL and IOC shares rallied 1-2% each after fall in crude oil prices. Any decline in international crude oil prices is always good for oil retailers and a country like India, which imports more than 80% of its requirement. HDFC Bank hit a fresh record high of 2,219 rupees after raising of funds from its parent firm. The country's second largest private sector lender raised 8,500 crore rupees by issuing over 3.9 crore shares on preferential basis to its parent HDFC. The stock closed flat at 2,176 rupees. Media and entertainment firm HT Media reported a drop of 86% in its net profit for the June quarter to 5.8 crore rupees against 41.5 crore rupees reported by the firm during the same quarter of last year. The stock plunged 15%. Shares of Idea Cellular fell 4.6% as investors turned wary of Idea and Vodafone's decision to pay spectrum dues in a few weeks. Idea and Vodafone are likely to pay 7,268 crore rupees spectrum dues to the Department of Telecommunications under protest in a few weeks, sources went on to tell CNBC TV18. Shares of Jayaprakash Associates ended 2% higher after ace investor Rakesh Jhunjhunwala increased his stake by 0.83% in the firm during the April to June quarter. UltraTech started off the financial year 2018-2019 on a rather weak note as profit during the April to June quarter fell 32.9% to 598.39 crore rupees due to dismal margin performance. Bottom line numbers for the quarter ended June 2017 stood at 890.62 crores. A quick look at what's happening in Dalal Street equivalents across the world. Markets in Europe were higher in morning trade following positive handover from Wall Street. The pan-European Stock 600 was 0.4% higher. Technology was the top gainer, up by more than 2% on the back of good earnings. And turning oriental now, Asian markets ended the day mixed, even as investors looked to digest Fed Chair's statements during his testimony. The Nikkei 225 of Japan rose 0.43% or 96.83 points to close at 22,794.1. Well, that's all the latest from the markets. We will, of course, see you first thing in the morning tomorrow to equip you with all that you need to know before going into trade tomorrow. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of everyone here at the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.